Well, I was away for about 2 weeks or so with my friends. One of them is a retired captain from the Panama Canal. So he wanted to go back to pay a visit. He was there, he lived for 12 years there. Well, I tell you, from the countries I saw, and from what, how people live, I say to you, people of Benicia, do not move. You live like heaven on earth, really. We complain, I complain too sometimes, but I don't think I want to move from here. Well, during my holidays, I went over the readings for today's Mass, and that's for about 2 weeks or over 2 weeks, and I couldn't find a theme, really. They are kind of simple readings, but strange at the same time. But then St. Paul hit me. I went to the second reading, and I liked what he said to the Corinthians. The Corinthians were not easy to preach to. They were set in their belief and were kind of sophisticated. They were, for the most part, learned people. So Paul had a hard time. And when they converted to Christianity, most of them, they even thought they don't even have to have a resurrection. They already had been resurrected to a new life. So St. Paul had to bring them to their minds. Paul started by citing the witnesses of the risen Lord. He told them, not in today's letter, but they are combined, we have been reading it for a while. He told them that Jesus was seen by Peter, and then by the 12, and one time by 500 people. Last, but not least, Paul met the risen Lord himself. He was on his way to Damascus to apprehend Christians, men, women, and children, and imprison them. Paul really, before his conversion, we can say that he was a terrorist. He terrorized Christians. And yet, at the gate of Damascus, he was faced by the risen Lord, and it was a sudden conversion. St. Paul now is known as the Apostle of the Gentiles. The mystery of Christianity is our incorporation in Jesus Christ. If our life is in union with Jesus, it is consoling to know that He, who must be our judge, also dwells in us. If our lives for Christ and with Christ are on the right path, then we shall be able to welcome death, as St. Francis says, as a sister who opens the door for our Father's house. Now, the early Christians used an expression when speaking of death. They called it, in Latin it says, Dies Natalis, a birthday. This is in keeping with their deep faith. We are born to die, and we die to be born again into eternal life. You see, we are pilgrims on this earth. Those who remember the Baltimore Catechism, the first question was, who made you? God made me. Second question, why did God make you? He made me to serve him and love him in this life, and then to go and enjoy him forever in the next. Those are the best two questions and answers. The rest you can throw the book away. We are pilgrims, but we know where we are going because of Jesus Christ. A pilgrim is one who is going home. The Christian has wings to live beyond and above sorrow and pain, and to give him divine perspective. So no one with faith in eternal life, in the resurrection, can be a cynic or empty. For we have a hope that has been cherished by people of every generation, from the patriarchs to the early Christians to our present generation, that tells us that God is the God of the living. Jesus Christ came to show us the way. If we want to get there to eternal life, we have the command of Jesus. I have come that you may be saved. I have come to show you the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, a little bit in brackets here, sometimes people tell me it is very hard to explain death to little children, and rightly so, especially if they are too young. How can you tell them that grandpa or grandma is gone? And they will tell you, where are they? Well, one priest told me a little story I share with you. He said, one time, grandpa used to love to go for walks. And one time on his walk, he met Jesus Christ. And they were conversing with each other, talking about fishing and baseball and football, so forth and so on. And they kept walking. Finally, Jesus looked at this old man. He said to him, he said, Joe, the day is almost over. It's dark. And we are closer to my house than to yours. Why don't you come with me? And Joe said, okay, Jesus. And he entered into eternal life with Jesus. It's a nice little story that you can explain to little children. Now we can look at life as having two faces. We are living in the first phase of life, and we are privileged to be called Christians. For we are encouraged in this life, no matter what, we are encouraged by the sacraments of the church that Jesus gave us. We are encouraged by the Christian community, like we are here today, to encourage each other. But then time has to come to leave this life. And then we enter into the second phase of life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the first one to rise from the dead. And Jesus defined eternal life. He said, eternal life is to know you, Father, not to know about you, to know you, deep relationship, and to know the one whom you sent. So what kind of a life is that we expect and hope to enter? Well, remember that God is an infinite being, and we cannot completely understand what it means to be in the presence of God forever. You know, Deacon Ed, I like it, he had on his grave, my faith will rejoice in you when I see your face, O God. You know, it is hard, as I said, but the Holy Scriptures in the book of Revelation, John says to us, I have seen a new heaven and a new earth, for the old one passed away. Then I saw God sitting on his royal throne, surrounded by his people. God himself will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more mourning or pain or sorrow anymore, for these are things of the past. And now a new life has started, a life in the presence of God forever. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy will fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Please stand for the profession of our faith.